Hello, singers. Welcome to lesson one. As I take you through the exercises, be sure that you don't attempt to sing higher or louder than you can comfortably and freely. Be sure to remember where your high note is as we call out the pitches every third octave, so you can remember where to join back in as we go back down the scale. If you're having a bad vocal day, give yourself some grace. You're a human instrument with good days and bad days. Therefore, consistency will take time. It's crucial that you do not judge your voice prematurely. Allow time in this enjoyable learning process to establish balance and coordination in your voice. If you find an exercise is too difficult, you may want to skip it temporarily and move on. Also, each day before you begin, if you can, do a little bit of physical exercises. Not strenuous exercises, but just enough to keep you feeling positive and shake off the stresses of life. Stress can be one of the quickest voice killers that I know of. Make sure you get comfortable with each lesson for at least a week before moving on. Feel free to go back to the beginning lessons at any time to reestablish the basics of this technique in your voice. Also, do not start on the style segment of this program until you are familiar with technique lessons 1 through 3. In most exercises, I'll be using both male and female demonstrations. I will usually begin with the bass voice and call in the tenor, alto, and soprano voices at their approximate starting pitches. Now, keep in mind the importance of the length of explanations for these exercises. It's important that you understand how this technique works. Be encouraged that lessons 3 through 6 will consist mainly of demonstrations and exercises with very little explanation. Be sure you don't fast forward past the explanations. The temptation is to go straight to the exercises, but contained in the explanations are really the secrets that will unlock the mysteries of the voice. You may not understand the reason for these unusual exercises now, but you soon will. Let's begin. This first lesson will cover the very basics of singing. We will seek to accomplish these four objectives. Number one, develop a consistent and evenly produced vocal sound. Number two, erase the breaks between head and chest voice. Number three, extend the vocal range. Number four, alleviate the tension that's caused from trying to reach high notes.